We're so glad to hear from everybody who's contacting the station right now to provide the financial fuel that powers public radio. I hope you're on that list as one of the people we can thank for generously supporting this station. Let's celebrate our progress in this fundraiser and share a toast to the important role that people at your public radio station play in your community all year long. I think that calls for a little champagne. We've learned on Travel with Rick Steves about the quality standards that require anything with the name Champagne on it to actually originate in the region of Northeast France that's called Champagne. Tour guides Virginie Moret and Julie Sanvo are joining us now for a few time-tested tips for enjoying champagne the way the French do. They know exactly how you can open a bottle of the bubbly without setting off any fizzy explosions and spilling a lot of what you'd rather be drinking. Virginie gets us started with a little help on pronouncing the name of the main city in the heart of Champagne.
Reims.
Reims.
And then you have to pronounce the S at the end, which usually we don't. We don't say Paris, we say Paris.
Right.
But we say Reims, so it's the exception.
It's the exception. And Julie, you have lived in France for a long time, but you grew up in America. Let's hear you say it.
Reims. I roll it a little bit more.
Yeah. That's good. And then Champagne is from many different caves in Reims. If you're touring, you can go to Epernay.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the famous, the legendary discovery. The monk accidentally fermented his wine twice. And he goes running down the halls. Brothers, he's in the abbey. I still picture this one 1,000 years ago. Brothers, brothers, come quickly. I'm drinking stars. So that would be a great day for champagne lovers. And shall we have a little bit?
Oh, yes. Of course.
Never say no to champagne.
Oh, I didn't need to sell you on that. So this is, I just love this. You know, it's sort of a tradition, isn't it? I mean, it's a ritual, I mean.
It is a ritual opening. And even when you start to open that, if you'll notice, you always undo the wire cage, you turn it 7 times.
You do.
It's twisted 7 times.
So I'm going to do this now, and I was demonstrating the spinning thing, so we don't know how energized this is going to be. But I'm going to spin it 7 times. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. You got it.
Magic number.
Well, I didn't realize that. All my life I've been popping these things.
And you're not at the Tour de France, so you're not going to spill.
So I take this is like a dog's muzzle. I take that off.
People collect those, the top.
Now I'm going to walk me through this.
Well, what you want to do is you want to hold the cork.
Yeah.
And you want to twist the bottle. You don't twist the cork, you twist the bottle.
Is that a
tradition? And you hold it at an angle.
Yeah.
And that way it shouldn't explode.
Okay.
But
a little bit more of an angle.
More of an angle?
You shook it several times.
So
before.
I'm holding it at a 45-degree angle, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I'm going to hold
the
corks,
bottle.
And I'm turning the bottle.
Yes.
And then?
And what you really want to do is just make it burp. You want to make it sigh.
Well,
you don't want to make it pop.
It's not like after a football game and you're going to lose all
no,
your
No, we do that and it's fun and that's okay. But they do it. When they do it, it just goes, psst.
Oh, so I'm going to let it, like, I'm going to burp the baby. Kinda.
Right.
Okay, ready?
Yeah. Nice. And it good.
And it's got that beautiful,
he didn't spill a drop.
That beautiful steam. It's like, oh,
he didn't
baby.
Waste a drop.
And I must pour you some. No,
please.
Is there any trick to pouring it? Do I hold
you
the glass a certain way?
Hold the glass at an angle so you're not going to have foam.
Oh, so you minimize the foam by holding it at an angle.
Yeah.
And I poured about
Merci.
All these.
Usually, this is actually the only wine in France where you go to the top of the glass. Other wines, you never want to have a full glass because then you don't have room to swirl it. But on the champagne, usually you
go
can
to the
fill
top.
The top. Here we go.
Oh, that
Lucky
sounds
Julie.
Lovely.
Ooh, la la.
Thank you for telling him that for my glass. I appreciate that.
I love that.
That.
Now, let's just listen for a minute. I like this. Okay, ready? And it sort of, my cup runneth over, but it does not
perfect.
Spill.
It was perfect. It was perfect. You got that foam to go up there, but not over the edge.
And then you've got these bubblies. I mean, it just makes you feel festive.
It does.
Exactly.
It's like something great happened. And then what do we say?
Santé.
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 To your health.
À la vôtre.
À la vôtre.
À la vôtre.
Life is good.
Pas mal, as the French do say.
Not bad. I like that. Pas mal. Not bad. Let's just say you're going to go to Tatchinje. That's one of the champagne cups that are available for the public there. What's the experience?
So you go to Tatchinje. It's better to have a reservation. They do a different group, timing. And then you're going to go down into the cellar. So you're not going to have an elevator. You do have to use your legs. This is before the tasting.
Oh, yeah.
So the
down
tasting
into
is
the
after.
Cellar, that would be a series of caves deep down in that
yes.
kept the temperature the same all the time.
Exactly. We call them crayères. So it's kind of a chalky stone that we have there. And you're going to see some of them date back from the Roman time. Most of them will be from the 14th, 15th century. And they explain to you how they make champagne. They show you the riddling, the old method. And then you would finish by tasting one, two, three, or four of their champagne.
Tasting?
Absolutely.
Did somebody say tasting?
Did somebody say tasting?
Oh, that's my kind of tour. Here's to champagne.
Santé.
Wow. French culture. You can drink it.
And this is a Brut. You had a Brut. Now we have several type of
You can tell
champagne.
That just by tasting.
Yeah, it's drier.
Tasted wet.
We have Brut and Sec. Sec means dry, but it's the sweetest. So the Brut is the champagne that is going to have the less amount of sugar added. Now, in the old times, they used to add way more sugar than they do now, but they have to add some of the sugar. And so you want a Brut when you have it as a aperitif, like we're having now.
Right.
Because if it's too sweet, it's just, that's not something that you want to have before dinner. Mm. And then if you have champagne with dessert, then maybe you want something sweeter.
So you look for the word, this says Brut, or Sec. So,
or demi-sec, which is halfway through.
Okay. So, but if you're doing it to enjoy the flavor of the champagne without something sweet to eat with it, you'd probably have Brut.
And now they're making rosé champagnes.
That are very festif. Mm-hmm.
Right.
And the difference with, champagne and other wines is that you don't have a vintage on every bottle because it's actually a blend. This is a region of France which is very north for growing vines. And so it's not consistent. So they have the right to blend different years. If you have a year on a bottle, it means it comes from only 1 year, but those are exceptional years.
Okay.
And they're going to be more expensive.
So it's better to blend it.
It's the way they've been making it because they don't have the production that they would have other places.
So I'm starting to feel this champagne, but can you teach me just a French, like what you would say when you're having a good time together, more than santé, what would you say?
If you want to be formal, you say à la vôtre, that means à votre santé, to your health. Or you can say just santé. Where I live in the countryside in France, we say chin-chin.
Chin-chin. Yeah, we do the same.
Chin-chin. And then is there some sort of a blessing you give to people? May you live...
santé means to your health.
Yeah.
So it's the more you drink, the more you have santé, the healthier you are.
The healthier you get. All right. And we're going to enjoy French culture with the help of our better understanding of champagne. Virginie Moret and Julie Sandvaux, I would like to drink to you. And thank
Merci.
You very much for our lesson in a beautiful slice of French culture. Mm-hmm. A votre santé.
Oh, there's one thing. You have to look at the person in the
eyes
when you're...
Always.
Always.
Very nice. You know you can trust public radio to be good stewards of the money you invest as a contributing member. This station provides lots of public service thanks to the support of its listeners. These special fundraisers help to remind people who aren't yet contributing of the great value you get in public radio. The signal goes out to anyone who listens, even those who can't afford to contribute at this time. You can be certain that your financial contribution keeps the work of public radio strong in your community all year long. A lot of your friends and neighbors are members of public radio, and I trust that we can count on you as well. Thanks so much for doing your part.